this Friday. March Madness in the air going on right now in Tulsa. Third-seeded Texas Tech struggling with 14-seeded Northern Kentucky, 30-26. The game that follows, we will give way to, and we'll carry it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Arizona State and Buffalo, and joining us to talk about this matchup from Tulsa, from SunDevilSource.com, their publisher on 24/7 Sports, Chris Cartman, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Vince. Glad to be with you.
How much have you been able to scope out the...
We're doing this again. I don't even get a hello. We're doing this again.
I introduced him.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to Bick, Chris.
Man, come on, Bickley. You know I like you too.
What's up, dude? How are you, man? On. Oh, I'm just messing. I'm just playing.
We have to be so formal.
How much have you? How much you've been able to gather in terms of Sun Devil contingent as far as fans go there in Tulsa?
I don't think it's going to be a big turnout, but they were loud. The fans that did go to Dayton, and I'm sure that there'll probably be a few hundred or maybe even up to 1,000 in the arena, but it's a great venue, so I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like.
All right, well, how do you think winning the first four game on Wednesday is going to affect this team? Do you think they're going to play more liberated? Do you think they learned some lessons? What do you think is going to carry over, Chris?
Man, it's hard to say. Yeah, just this team is sort of unpredictable in that way. Even from half to half, a lot of times this year, it's been a big difference. So I think probably they'll build off of it. I know that they're a team that plays better when they're desperate and the game is on the line.
I think one of the things that could work for them, and tell me if you agree or disagree, you always talk about jitters in the tournament, especially for inexperienced programs like Arizona State. But if you go back to Wednesday night against St. John's, two of the less affected players, at least the way I saw it, were freshmen, and Lou Dort and Tayshaun Cherry. They look like they were old veterans out there, and maybe, I don't know, can that actually affect the other players on the team that did look like they were jittery?
Well, I think this time of year, you just need everybody to kind of be all hands on deck, and they haven't had that throughout the whole season. You know, one game it'll be Remy Martin and Zylan Cheatham. Another game, Lou Dort will step up, or Tayshaun Cherry off the bench. Rob Edwards, I think, has been an instrumental figure whenever they've had him going. That's part of what the challenge is that they really haven't put it all together at the same time. Buffalo is extremely senior-laden, and they've been very consistent throughout the season. So if ASU is able to pair Lou Dort continuing to play well, Tayshaun Cherry getting into a rhythm coming off the bench, and then they're veteran players, I think that's what they need to be able to take down a team like Buffalo, which unquestionably is one of the best mid-major teams in the country, maybe even the best team ASU's played all season.
All right, how much were the woes at the end of the game against St. John's due to Remy Martin not being 100%, and how much spoke to the need to have better ball handling, particularly in pressure situations?
Well, he had season-high 6 turnovers in that game. He played 23 minutes. They played zone in part because of some concerns that he had defensively and just being reactive with the groin injury. So I think that thing factored all throughout the entire game. And it ended up kind of working out for them. And strategically, what Bobby Hurley did made sense, going to zone against his team and preventing the dribble drives and just slowing down the tempo. I don't think that against Buffalo they're going to be able to do those things because it's a very good three-point shooting team. No matter how you sort of try to attack them, they seem to have a good answer. They're a top 25 team at offensive and defensive efficiency in the country, one of only like 3 or 4 teams that have that. They need Remy Martin to play effectively. But I think if they can get the ball inside to Romello White and Zylan Cheatham to create shots working inside to outside, that's been a big factor for them. Buffalo's not a huge team, even though that it is pretty good inside. But Remy Martin, he's going to have to come along and play better, I think, in this game.
Chris Cartman, the publisher of Sun Devil Source on 24/7 Sports, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Remy Martin is the key for a number of reasons. The emotional leadership that he provides, his ability to take over games when things are close. Somebody came up during a commercial break just a little bit ago and asked me, what do you think of the game today? And I said, well, how's Remy Martin going to be? Is there any clarification or more clarity, I should say, on his injury status going into today, Chris?
He may be slightly better in this game. I tried to really press him on it in the locker room after they beat St. John's, and he was just kind of smiling and seemed to echo what Bobby Hurley was saying, which is if he's on the court, he's 100%. And obviously, he's not close to 100%, but he wouldn't really allow exactly how he was feeling, other than to say that he came out of the game feeling pretty good, and so there's no setback. Practice yesterday, they're limiting him as much as they can. I think he'll maybe be slightly better, but if I had to put my own personal guesstimate on it, it'd be around 70%.
Wow. All right, this is a Buffalo team that embarrassed Sean Miller, that embarrassed Arizona last year. It's a team that Bobby Hurley and a coach that Bobby Hurley knows really well. How is that familiarity going to play out today? What is it going to mean to the outcome?
Yeah, it's hard to tell exactly who that's going to benefit. Bobby Hurley's offense is actually a decent amount different than what they did at Buffalo with Nate Oates. So from a scouting standpoint, I think Hurley probably has a little bit more of the upper hand because I see Buffalo running a lot of the stuff that they did when he was there with Nate Oates. And that's also a credit to how good of a coach he is. I think he's excellent. He's taken what Bobby Hurley started there, and he's just really built upon it. And they're maybe, up there with Gonzaga as like the most formidable team, I think, at this point in the season from the mid-major. From a relationship standpoint, I know they don't want to play in this game.
Yeah.
Only one of them, of course, can advance, but they've benefited each other's careers so much to this point that I don't think they're going to look at it with too much negativity.
Chris Cartman from Sun Devil Source, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I think everybody that's watched any bit of ASU basketball this year has seen the good and the bad, and the good Sun Devil team can compete with anybody in the country. The bad Sun Devil team will leave you scratching your head. Considering all that, considering the opponent, everything, who do you like today, Chris?
I'm definitely going to take I think ASU's going to lose, but I think that this should be a pretty good game that will probably come down to late game sort of situations. And ASU has tended to get its better basketball against better opponents.
Yes.
And
yep,
when they know that they need it. And so I think they'll play well, but I just think that just how senior heavy that Buffalo is, and the way that they've won so many of their games this year, that you have to give them the upper hand.
Yep. Chris, thanks for checking in. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the game, and hopefully we can chat again real soon.
Sounds good. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Chris Cartman, publisher of Sun Devil Source 24/7 Sports.